obviously it ended the way you wanted it to.
Listen, I think you come in and you look at the results. I don't know what it sounds like a stuck record, but this league's very, very tight. Delighted we've managed to get a home victory. Not just for the fans, but everybody connected with the club, the players, you know, at 10-2, our players to come in with head wounds today. And, you know, a wonder goal for Ashy on the volley. So, delighted. It allows us to look into the second quarter now with more confidence and look in a positive way. A young squad they were tested. You know, I've just said in the dressing room, sometimes I don't like singling boys out. I think it's important for the environment we try to create here. That Josh Edwards has been, his attitude since coming into the club from Airdrie has been outstanding. And today he got a very, very hard time, you know, on the pitch. And we're here to help him. We're here to help players like that because he knows he's had a tough afternoon. And it's easy to go in there and you can sometimes have a go and shout at players. He gave us 100% today and there's no crime in that. What we hope is that today he'll learn from it. And it'll be somebody next week and somebody the following week. So it's always easier when you get the 3 points. But as I say, it's been brave enough to create that culture and try and progress players and make them better.
What's the most pleasing thing, the spirit shown by the boys? Obviously, Ergo 2-1 up. They're maybe on top a wee bit at that point, and then the boys dug in and got the 3 points for them.
Yeah, well, it's frustrating because within the first quarter, we've lost four. Well, we've conceded four penalties. You know, I'm told, I've not looked back at myself, but it's a clear penalty on this, but he's got a free header in my eyes, whether there's been a pull, but there's other people telling me it was a. And you think, you know, is this another day like that? But the important thing, again, was we went 2-1 down and there was a reaction. As I say, I spoke with Greg and Jason at the time. Was it right to bring Kevin Nisbett off? Greg Culty was playing really well in behind. Ryan Dow was a threat on the right and we brought Josh Coley. It was the right decision. It was the right decision. Andy Ryan had scored down at Morton the previous game and, you know, he was deserving of his chance, and to get the best out of Andy Ryan was putting him on up front. So, as I say, there's a lot of questions answered today. It's not getting carried away and just making sure that we can try and carry this into the second quarter now.
Great for Ashy after the OG to score a wonder goal as well.
Cammy's pulled off a couple of great saves. It was an open game and maybe when people look at when I first come into the job last season, there was a lot of, I'm not saying negative football, but it was sometimes like try to grind out a few results. Today was different, you know, and I thought it was an attractive game for Scottish Championship, that people will go away having enjoyed the game. I must give credit to Ayr United. You know, there are a handful going forward. I thought that some of the questions they asked our defensive players, you know, I thought Moffat was excellent. His link-up play, he's clever, he's subtle, his touches. And I'm sure they'll go on and do well in the Championship, but it was a great advert to do.
Sure, a lot of character as well to come back, and now you can take that confidence, a brilliant win at home.
It is, well, you're mentioning Lee Ashcroft's goal, and I just said to the boys, it's no, he's going to score one of them every week. You know, he'll maybe be lucky to score one, two of them in his career. Ashy's had to face me taking the captaincy off him, but it was for the right feeling for the group. You know, it was nothing to embarrass Ashy, and he's a man, because he's took it in that manner. He's no buckled. He's playing every week for us at the moment. It would have been easier to throw the toys at the pram. But it meant something. He's seen the way he celebrated today. And, you know, Ash, he's a good character. And I'm sure he'll go on to do well for us this season.
He can still be a leader without being the captain. He was at the end when Paul Payton was down with injury. It was his idea to play in the corner. And so he's still kind of getting the guys together. And he can still do that without the armband.
He is. Ash's 26 years of age. He's got a lot of years ahead of him still. But I felt in my time at the club, and as I say, it wasn't anything personal against him. I just felt it was right giving Pates the captaincy, and Ashy's responded in the way that we'd hoped. As I say, a lot of the boys in there deserve a lot of credit. It's one game, but, you know, getting a victory at East End, first of the season in the league, is also, you know, it's a nice feeling for a Saturday night for a lot of us.
Greg Culty got the man of the match. He got you off to a good start, and he must be pleased with the clever play that led up to the goal.
Again, Greg's been asked, Kyle Turner today, Kyle playing out on the left, we're pushed in terms of injuries that we faced in the first quarter. Greg Culty played out on the left for a few games. We felt that, you know, Greg's more creative in the middle. Today we thought Kyle maybe coming in his right foot, playing from the left hand side. So Kyle's played out on the left. Is it his natural position? No, but he dug in, you know. again, he gives you 100%. Greg was more creative in the middle today. I think the move, Ryan Dow's ball into to Nisbet, and then the flick, and then the composure for Greg to take it around the keeper and score, shows the quality he's got. But also, you know, his way to pass through to Andy Ryan for the third goal was very pleasing. The timing of when he released the pass, but that's something that Greg will bring to the team. As I say, there's now competition for places in the forward areas.
Thank you.